Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. And Joseph, the story we're hearing about this morning, Ukrainian forces struck ammunition depots deep inside Russian-occupied territory in the south and east of the country as Russia shelled Ukrainian cities in the east. And do you think this sort of forecasts the next phase of the war, Joseph?
Well, we are seeing, Bobby, and good morning to you. We are seeing a big change in the past weeks now that the HIMARS, these longer-range weapons have finally arrived from the West. And so for the first time in the war, Ukraine is able to hit Russian targets that are beyond the range of the Russians to hit the Ukrainians. And so that's why we're starting to see these successes. At the same time, the Russians have increased their assaults. And as I speak to you right now, by the way, I'm still in Skola in the Carpathian Mountains. For the first time, I think in a week, we are under an air alarm here. Most of the country was under an air alarm for the past hour. It looks like it's subsiding in most places. But this morning at about 4 o'clock, the Russians began to pound the city of Kharkiv very heavily. They had sort of slowed down a little bit. And Kharkiv is the second largest city in Ukraine, only about 25 miles from Russia. It's taken a lot of beatings during the war, and perhaps that's some retaliation for the Ukrainian offensive that we see. And on Monday morning, the city of Mykolaiv was hit hard. So we sort of see, like, day by day, the Russians concentrating a little bit on a different city. And so, yeah, it is a new phase. Ukraine has... And it is starting to receive more, so hopefully it's going to improve long-range weapon capability.
The mountains where you are, Joseph, is that the eastern part of the country?
No, this is in the west. And where I'm still actually in the Lviv region, this region borders Poland and Slovakia, and then you go further south and it borders Romania. Mm-hmm. So it's far away from the Russian threat, it seems, but as I mentioned before, just a few weeks ago, this village was hit, one of the railway targets. And so when this alarm, you know, there's a strange psychology of the air alarm. What do you do during an air alarm? And even here in the village, people are still in the market and the bazaar, but you could just take a nap. It's like time stops and you could choose to do something that you've been afraid of doing. It's an opportunity in a way, and it's become a strange ritual now of Ukrainian life. How do you react to these alarms? Do you totally ignore it, or do you use it to deal with something?
Yeah, it's been going on a long time. I love my naps, but I don't know if I could ever take a nap where you are, Joseph. Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is, you know, and one of your the conversation we've had the past 2 days on your show had me thinking, and I think one of your listeners who followed me on Facebook, and I follow him now. He quoted C.S. Lewis in a post, and he says, "The war creates no absolutely new situation. It simply aggravates a permanent human situation so that we can no longer ignore it." From C.S. Lewis during World War II. Hmm. And I think that's a lot of what we see. I mean, with so many conversations I have with friends here, with people I meet as I travel, every human faces the prospect of death, of course, right? But now all of this is much more intense, how we live our lives for everyone here in the country of Ukraine.
Yeah, intense to say the least. Let me share a couple of texts from listeners. There is a great article about Ukrainian art and religious culture in the most recent Smithsonian magazine. The article gives a short glimpse of what the Russians are trying to destroy. Tell Joseph it's well worth reading. You probably know all about that anyway, don't you, Joseph?
Well, no, I have not read that article. I would love to. And yeah, I mean, Ukrainian culture, you know, it's an ancient culture, but especially since the revolution of 2014, Ukrainians began to reclaim their music, their language. There was a renaissance these past 8 years. And then now there's a more intense renaissance in the wartime. I mean, as you travel the country, like listening to the radio, almost I'd say 80% of the music on the radio is about what it means to be Ukrainian. Some of it is old songs that are given new versions. A lot of new songs, a lot of mentions of weapons and what Ukrainians are fighting for. Hmm. The rest of it's sort of American music, but there's an intense creativity happening right now. At the same time, I just was talking yesterday with a friend in Lviv who owned a jazz club that I think during the pandemic, sometimes illegally kept it open during the pandemic, which we can say now because it's out of business. He had to close the club in the war. And so while there is this creative outpouring, it's difficult. It's difficult for, you know, any creative person to make a living right now. And it was very sad. The closing of that jazz club put me back to memories of just a year ago when there was a major jazz festival here. You had Kamasi Washington, some of the best musicians around the world, came to Ukraine because it was one of the only places that in 2021 that because of the virus that still had festivals. And even my friend Eric is piano player for Adele. And he came here for the Jazz Fest, and he was so captivated by the creativity of the Ukrainians that he stayed in Lviv all summer. And he told me, he said, Adele was asking, what are you doing in that place? He said, this is an amazing place of creativity that inspires me. And it's so sad to think about that now, a year later, where so many of those opportunities are cut off.
Yeah, so sad. And the more we hear about the people of Ukraine and what it's like over there, even in wartime, the more we'd love to be able to travel there someday when this is all over. Joseph, do you want to say something to Dawn from Buffalo Grove? She just won the Ukrainian flag.
Dawn, well, great. And keep sharing the message and the idea of Ukraine there in Buffalo Grove, and we all stand in solidarity together. And I'd say psychologically, Bob, for everyone, it's getting more and more difficult. And so this campaign with the flags is I think extremely important and valuable.
Happy to do our little part. Joseph Lindsley, editor of Ukrainian Freedom News. Be safe. We'll talk tomorrow, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob.